It's been challenging, but the offensive line, they're working hard and, you know, next man up mentality. And again, just the changing of the different positions is an adjustment we're making, and we're getting better. We're getting better.
How do you think Brett is fared stepping in center?
Brett's done well. You know, Brett's a hard worker. He's always prepared. He's always working hard, and he's done a nice job with, you know, learning the offense, the technique, and the fundamentals. Critical for the center. I mean, he's the kind of leader of the offensive line making the calls. His calls come from inside out. And he did a good job. He's doing a great job. Continue to improve every day.
What's different when you have him or Weston in the lineup?
Well, again, you know, the key thing is, the nice thing about Brett, he works so hard preparing. He's just like Weston as far as his, you know, knowledge and being able to communicate. Again, the most important thing is being able to communicate at that center spot, because that's where all the calls come from the ID of the front to the blocking schemes. And, you know, each of them has their own compliments, what they can do best. But again, the most important thing, they're solid football players.
You guys had so much confidence coming into the year in Bobby Hart. How do you think it hasn't really translated yet?
I think he's getting better. You know, I mean, you know, maybe a little bit inconsistent this last week. And I think because of the time he in between the games, you know, I know the second game he played also, but the second play he gets hurt and he's out. So again, there's a lapse there. And again, in the NFL, if you don't practice, you know, you lose a little bit of your skills. And that's something that we're working on hard with Bobby. And Bobby's worked hard this week at, you know, regaining his techniques and skills.
What kind of challenges does Von Miller present for you guys?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Again, he's one of the best, and I think it's exciting to be able to play against him. It's exciting as a coach to prepare against him. And he's dynamic. You know, what makes him dynamic? His first step, his initial quickness. And the other thing that's really impressive about Juan when you watch him is all his moves. He can, you know, he can go right into a spin. He can go right into a power. He's got dip and rip. He's got it all. And it's awesome. And he's special. It's fun to watch.
How much do you expect them to move him around?
They'll move him. They'll move him. Yeah, absolutely they will move him. They have a very good football staff, and they'll make sure, you know, they'll make sure they move him because they don't want you to beat in on him. And they move him as well as from a defensive end spot to a three technique, you know, over the guard. I say three technique, he's standing up. But, again, they move him so you can't lock in on him and, you know, double him and chip him all day long to help him out.
Yeah, you feel like you need doubled as much as possible, though?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy you have to adjust for. He's a guy you have to change up. You know, you double him every time? No. I mean, no. But again, he's a guy that you want to change up, as whether you chip him, whether you slide to him, whether you double him with a tight end chip in, with a back chip in, whether you slide your line to him. You have to change up your protections against him, as well as moving the pocket, as well as your rhythm of throws.
Is it similar to if you were talking about a star wide receiver, that if you had one guy, a corner, to be able to follow him all over the place, and you guys don't have that luxury? It's not like you can.
Right, they got the luxury on the other side. They got the luxury on the other side. No, again, the key thing is, you know, we study each individual, each defensive lineman that we're going to face, or an outside linebacker that we're going to face. We study their techniques and skills, and try to learn and get a feel for them. So again, every man is prepared for him, whatever spot he lines up. And again, you always trust your technique and fundamentals. That's the most important thing. You know, don't. Trust your techniques, trust your fundamentals, trust your teaching.
There's really nothing you can do to force him to go to the matchup that you would prefer over the other matchup.
Correct. That's in their corner. Again, we understand, you know, usually he does line up to our right. You know, we understand that. But you'll see him also on the left. They move him a little bit. But again, just like anything else, you know, we always talk about footwork, technique, and skills. As a pass rush, it's the exact same thing. It's the timing of rhythm of which foot is first, the hand placement, and so forth. So you get a rhythm also. Is a better pass rusher on one side or the other. Again, he's talented, either side.
You mentioned trusting the technique and the fundamentals. Some of the breakdowns that you guys have had during games, how frustrating is that for you? How do you fix that?
Well, how do you fix it is practice. And, you know, how do you fix it as a coach, as a line coach, that's my responsibility. I got to do a better job is drill work. You got to make sure your drills, you know, not just don't do drills. Your drills are designed. Your drills need to change to try to enable that person to achieve that technique or that movement skills that they need. Each week your skills and your techniques change because of how you're the defensive front, the alignments, the shades, the wider alignments. There's variations. Tighter on the line of scrimmage, deeper off the line of scrimmage. So your techniques, your assignments, your drills work changes. So to answer your question, the key thing is to implement your drills on Wednesday and Thursday, especially Thursday in pads, where it's a look that you're preparing them to see, or it's a skill you're preparing them to achieve.
With Eric, when he struggled earlier this year, how much did you need to sort of stay in his ear, make sure he stays confident?
Well, again, Eric's, working hard. Eric's, working to try to develop the consistency in his techniques, and I think in his play, you're seeing improvement in some things that we really want him to do, and it's coming along. Is it coming along quick enough for a coach? You always say no, but Eric's working at it, and as a player, and as a coach, all you can ask of a player is to work at it, develop the skills, make it a habit, not just where it just shows up once in a while.
Did you worry about his confidence, though, when he was giving up sacks earlier in the year?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Eric's strong. Eric's strong-minded. Eric's strong, and, he doesn't – I don't think that bothers him. He's looking forward and trying to get better, trying to help us win.
What's Fluker bring to the table?
Pardon?
What does Fluker bring to the table?
A physicality. He's a young man. You just talk to him. He's exuberant with passion. He loves the game. And but he's a physical, tough, hard-nosed player, and he brings passion. And he's great, not only on the football field for us, but he's great in the locker room. He's great in the classroom. What he brings, as a pro, what he brings is his experience. And he loves the game. And you love the way he practices, and you love what he brings to the table.
Have you seen any drop-off in Justin's play, bouncing back and forth,
I think Justin is really, working hard. I think Justin is playing at a high level, and I say that to you. Last year he was banged up a little bit. So when he came back, he's, like I just said earlier about Bobby, when he came back, there's a lot of days he missed in practicing, staying sharp and so forth. But he's playing at a high level right now. And, he's giving everything he has, in his technique and fundamentals and finishing, straining. Really like what he's doing in the sense of what he's bringing to the table as a finisher. And it's just a matter of, to lock into a position where you can refine your techniques.
And that's hard.
That's hard. It's hard. But again, man, the most important thing is, and ladies, is these guys here, they're working. They don't complain. They're trying to achieve what we're trying to ask of them as far as their technique fundamentals, and we're all working to get better.
What's that like to have that conversation with him, though? Like you said, you got to go back here. Well, we need you to go back here.
Justin, he's a pro. I mean, whatever you want me to do to win, he's a pro. And I'm trying to say, not only is Justin, but all the men that are making moves and making adjustments and trying to get the best five on the football field, they're competing and to get better. The nice thing is they're competing. And it's good. That's what you want. Makes us better, all better. Thank you very much.